And what practice is key to the totalitarian creed, to collective utility? Where does it begin, if not in child alienation? The practice Plato recommended, child abandonment. Popper was attacked for this translation. The race of the guardians must be kept pure, says Plato in defense of infanticide, while developing the racialist argument that we breed animals with great care while neglecting our own race, an argument which has been repeated ever since. His reply, is my translation wrong? Or my assertion that this has been ever since Plato the main argument of racialists and breeders of the master race? Or are the guardians not the masters of Plato's best city? As to my translation, Shorey puts it a little differently. I shall quote from his translation. The italics are mine. Also the preceding sentence referring to infanticide. Quote from Shorey. The offspring of the inferior and any of those of the other sort who are born defective, they, the rulers, will properly dispose of in secret, so that no one will know what has become of them. That is the condition, he said, of preserving the purity of the guardian's breed. And that's unquote from The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. And it seems to me there is a direct line from that command to the centuries, millennia, that follow of child abandonment under class. And this is the subject of John Boswell's The Kindness of Strangers, the abandonment of children in Western Europe from late antiquity to the Renaissance. And again, we see in their use of EMF, electromagnetic force weaponry, with which we are disposed of in secret, what historically was done to them. It must have seemed like a dream come true. Manna from heaven, these EMF electromagnetic force weapons to the power-mad Plato's tribesmen. Confirmation that they were meant to rule. But could they get people to do it? Administer shocks to fellow citizens, those the power-mad on Plato's authority label deficient. Unneeded, superfluous, deleterious to the herd, upsetting them. Interfering with the plans of the chosen. Label deficient and target for elimination. And an experiment at Yale, one of the hubs for the propagation of the new master class ideology that Martin Bernald talks about in Black Athena. Experiment in 1961 answered the question, yes, they could. There's a film out now about that question called The Experimenter. How many of our loved ones in the years subsequent have they killed? You know folks who have had these weapons used against them. I suspect that almost all of us in urban areas know someone who was targeted, disposed of in secret, as Plato authorized rulers to do, eliminate the unneeded, the elderly, the homeless, the disobedient. Those with heart, those who care about their brothers and sisters. These weapons, after all, would have to be tested, and the deficient, quote unquote, needed to go, a perfect conjoining of streams of necessity. All of us have lost folk without knowing it, and those targeted wouldn't know either because the symptoms are misdiagnosed, or I should say insufficiently diagnosed, as strokes, heart attacks, congestive heart failure, various cancers, and Alzheimer's. The cost of accommodating ourselves to the false has come home. We dare not tarry long in the deciding to act. Now we know. Now we know that the world is waiting for us to accept the mantle of our greater freedom, bought with their blood and suffering. And now we know. With our own.